I'm speaking today with Amy Dangel of the Prince George Public Library about the Jean Clark Local History Award. Amy, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So to start off, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourself and telling us a little bit about your role at the PGPL.
Okay, so I'm the Manager of Communications and Engagement. I've been at the library for about 5 years now, and my role has changed a bit in the past few years. So I focus on internal and external communications, marketing and promotion of the library, and then I oversee the community engagement team, which is responsible for all of our programs and also relationship building within the community.
And what is the Jean Clark Award and what does it celebrate?
So the Jean Clark Award was established in 1985. And it's something that is presented by the Prince George Public Library Board, and it recognizes, excellence in the promotion and preservation of local and regional history. And there are two awards. One is for publication, and the other is for service.
And what's the kind of the motivation behind the public library awarding these kinds of projects?
I think when they first initially started the awards, they really wanted to build up the library's reputation as a place, that supported local history. And Jean Clark was a former library board chair, and she was also one of the people that helped start the library's local history committee. And she was really passionate about preserving the history here. And so every year since 1985, we've awarded these awards in her honor.
Is the Local History Committee ongoing?
Yeah, so it's a board committee, so it's made up of library board members, and then we also have volunteer readers from the community who also help out, because every year, there are around a dozen books to be read, and so the members of the committee like to read as many of them as they can, and they like to, get as many people as they can to weigh in on the winners.
And is rewarding or honoring the contributions of these people contributing to local history kind of in response to perhaps a lack of local history available to the north, to Prince George, to kind of the general region?
I think there's a lot of people that work on promoting local history here. Of course, we have the Exploration Place, which is obviously doing a ton of work to promote local and regional history. There's the BC Railway Museum, Hubble Homestead, there's Barkerville. So there's like tons of organizations working on promoting local history here. So I don't think I would say there's a lack, of information around that topic.
And how about, is that true for publication as well?
It depends on the year. Some years we have more publications that are local than others, and we actually expanded the award a few years ago to also include regional history. So we do look at publications kind of north of Williams Lake, all the way to Prince Rupert, Haida Gwaii, and then up to the north of the BC border.
Yeah, that was my next question. What is the criteria for consideration for both the publications and the organizations?
Yeah, so there's, we look at really solid history that's really promoting local history, that's building interest in it, that improves the appreciation and understanding of local and regional history. And of course, that definition has changed, over the years. We're looking a little further back, I think, than we used to.
You mentioned this this committee within the board that decides on the winners. What are some of the factors they consider when awarding the winner?
They look at historical photos that are included in the book. They look at the research. I think there's about 10 different factors that they weight. Some of these books have beautiful maps. One of the books that won this year was based on oral history, and so there was a lot of really great content in that book. And so there's about 10 factors that they consider when they're selecting the award winners.
I think you're referring to Bryony Penn's work with the beautiful maps there. Could you tell me a little bit about the other winners as well as Briny's work?
Okay, so this year Jeff Minette won for Service on the Skeena, which was a book about basically a jack of all trades who was also a medical doctor named Horace Rinch. And he lived in the Hazleton area. And so that was one of the winners for the Regional History Award. And then Briony Penn wrote a book based on the oral history told by Cecil Paul. And that was the magic stories from the magic canoe of Wahade. And that was about a Hanaxala elder, Wahade, who was a well-known indigenous leader who worked towards the preservation of the Kitlo.
That's great. And how about, I believe it's the Native Friendship Center that won the organization award this year. What was kind of the motivation to recognize the work they're doing?
So they won for the work they're doing at their child care center, which incorporates teaching from Clatley T'nai elders. And they also, you know, promote Clatley T'nai history. And so there's a lot of interesting things they're doing there to incorporate Indigenous teachings with early childhood education. So it was really exciting to be able to recognize them for the good work that they're doing.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned that the criteria for evaluation has maybe changed a little bit over time. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, I would just say that, you know, we've kind of expanded what we would consider as historical. So, you know, oral history, newspaper articles. Mm-hmm. Last year there was a newspaper which a group in Vanderhoof had put together, which included a bunch of different stories. And so we're not just looking at history books here. We're looking at a range of you know, fiction and nonfiction. Even historical fiction was considered this year.
That's interesting. And what has been the impact on some of the past winners of this award?
Well, I definitely think it gives authors a great opportunity to highlight their work again, because we consider anything that's been published in the past couple of years. So it just gives them some more recognition at the local level. You know, it's a great promotional tool to get people talking about their books.
And on a personal level, what would you like to see kind of better represented or more representation in the local history realm?
I think in the past couple of years, we've seen a lot more books by and about Indigenous people in northern BC. And so I would definitely like to see more of that. You know, and maybe an examination of some of the factors that we've always used, and whether or not those are preventing good nominees from being included in the pool.
And where can people find out more about the award and also some of the other programs that the Prince George Public Library runs?
So we actually hosted the awards on CKPG this year. So people can actually go to ckpgtoday.ca. And if you look under special presentations, the 30-minute award show is there. And it's really great because it includes most of the authors talking a little bit about their works. And so that was something really special that we haven't been able to do in the past when it's been an in-person event. So I would encourage people to take a look at that. And then if you go to our website, which is pgpl.ca, under the local history section, we list all the past winners, all the past nominees, and a little bit about each, so people can actually find the books in our collection and take them home if they want.
Great. Amy, thank you so much for talking with me today. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Kate.